Good morning. I'm Elliot Borgley.
I'm Kendra Rothler.
And I'm Alex Matthews. Welcome to our next-to-last Bear Facts for the 2011-2012 school year. Thanks for joining us to hear the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
It's been kind of quiet at Garrigan the past few days. The seniors wrapped up their last Wednesday and had their baccalaureate mass and awards assembly that night. Both last weekend and this weekend, many seniors have had graduation receptions. The commencement ceremony is tomorrow, and 40 members of the class of 2012 will go across the stage to receive their diplomas.
This past week has been a big one for our BGHS music department. Last week, we braved a tornado warning at State Large Group Music Contest. They ended up doing very well, though. 14 schools competed at State Solo Ensemble Contest. The Garrigan Cappella Choir received one of only three Division I's given out. They sang the song of triumph, "Salvation is Created in Hark." I hear the harps internally as their contest selections.
The band also did a great job at contest. Their performance of Air for Band and Denbridge Way earned them a Division I rating as well. Then last Wednesday, the BGHS Chamber Choir went down to Ames to perform the selection that earned them an outstanding performance citation at State Solo and Ensemble Contest. Congratulations to directors Ken and Linda Furjack and all the band and choir.
Last Sunday, the Fine Arts Department handed out their awards for 2012. Probably the biggest winner of the night was senior Philip Dietrich. Philip earned top honors in band, choir, drama, and speech. Philip will be using his fine arts skills in college, where he plans to major in musical theater. Other seniors honored included Austin Sauls, John Richter, Samantha Cruz, Mackenzie Eichen, Jenny Brewster, Anna Morse, Lana Larson, Lizzie Holmeister, Andrew Altman, Rachel Birdie, Sam Evers, Gina McCall, and McKenna McGuire.
The Quizwell team also passed honors last Sunday. 8 Golden Bears qualified for a national quiz bowl and will be headed to Chicago next month for that competition. There are MVP Philip Dietrich, fellow senior Rachel Birdie, junior Allison Frieder, sophomore Levi Bernhard and Jake Hamilton, freshman Zach Kolash, Hannah Bernard, and Tony Kolash. Also earning Quizwell letters this year are seniors John Richter, Craig Kohlhaus, junior Dustin Miller, and freshman Taylor Illig. This is a big week for Golden Bear track and golf team. Monday, the Bears competed in North Central Conference meets. To no one's surprise, the girls' golf team won their conference championship, which adds to their collections of trophies. Sophomore Alexa Capacious has been the team outstanding this year, earning medalist honors at the meet after her meet.
The boys' golf team has been in the middle of the pack in conference play, but they fared very well against similarly sized schools. They played their sectional tournament yesterday, while the girls begin district play next Monday. Both teams are hoping to return to state meets later in the month. Senior Brandon Schiltz, Eli Marlowe, Billy Schiltz, Joey Farrell, Sheridan Birdie, and McKenna McGuire are wrapping up their high school golf careers. We wish good luck to them and all the golfers.
The girls' track team finished second in the North Central Conference meet this week, which is the team's best finish ever in the conference. Both the boys and girls ran at Lake Mills on Thursday to qualify for next week's state meet. The Bears set 4 new records in track this year. On the boys' side, Tyler Schnurr, Brayton Loss, Adam Hamilton, and Sean Vasky broke the shuttle hurdle record. For the girls, Aubrey Myers tied Macy Fickbaum's record in the 100-meter dash, and Addison Miller shattered the old records in the 100-meter and 400-meter hurdles. Congratulations, track, and good luck at state.
Last week, we celebrated Grandparents' Day at Bishop Garrigan. This tradition started about 15 years ago as a small event that took place in the winter. We moved it to spring and has grown and grown. Last Friday, we packed the gym with more than 600 people as grandparents, and other senior citizens joined us for lunch and a tour of the school. We want to thank our grandparents and for the support they give, both our families and our school.
Last week, we announced the new class presidents who will serve on next year's student council. Each class also elected student council representatives. The representatives for the class of 2013 are Elliot Borgley and Noelle Vitsum, while Nicole Baer and Taylor Hovey will represent the class of 2014. For next year's sophomores, the representatives are Christian Matthews and Cassidy Vitsum, and the incoming freshmen will be represented by Blake Elsbecker and Michael Condolian.
The new student council has already met twice, and they've started to make plans for next year's homecoming. The big annual event will be the third week of school, the week after Labor Day. The Bears are planning to go way out with an outer space theme for this week. We'll let you know more about it once school starts up in the fall.
We are done with our senior spotlight for the year, so we'll go straight into our Golden Bear calendar. There's a lot of graduation reception today, and tomorrow we'll celebrate Mother's Day.
The BGHS commencement ceremony is tomorrow at 2 p.m. You can hear Philip Dietrich's speech and all the rest of the graduation ceremony right here on KLGA.
Monday is District Girls Golf. We'll have our last all-school mass of the year on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we'll start our final exams. All through finals, there's a special schedule, and we will have open campus whenever we don't have tests.
Next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there will be state track meet in Des Moines. Friday is also when the state golf tournament begins.
That's the Bear Facts for graduation weekend. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week when we'll be back one last time to wrap up the year and preview all the summer events here at Bishop Garrigan High School.